Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. We are so excited to have you back again this week, and just getting into the new year and all the excitement that comes with it and strategies for making change in your life is kind of exciting and invigorating for many people because they're looking forward to implementing some new strategies in their life. So that kind of goes through with my topic for today. So I know we talked about some things about getting back on track last week and have been talking about stalls and weight gain and all those. So we're going to kind of keep in that same theme this week as well to kind of just help you think outside the box. So before we get into our topic, a little bit about me. You can find me at WLSGutHealth.com, and that is our website where you can connect. You can sign up for our weekly emails, and we also have a brand new 10-day Back on Track Challenge that we will be doing a group challenge on February 5th. So you want to get signed up for that quickly and get everything you need. It is a free challenge to do, and you have access to meal plans, recipes, shopping lists, the whole thing that you need to do the challenge so that you can do it with a group of people who are wanting to do the exact same thing at the same time. So I would encourage you to get onto our website and get signed up for that because that will be exciting and fun to do this time of year. And it will be something that you won't want to miss out on. So get signed up on our website. Pretty simple to do. At the very top of our website, you'll see you'll see a big banner when you log in, but then at the very top, you can see 10-day Back on Track Home. And if you just click on that, you can get registered to be into the challenge. So, and if you, just kind of as a bonus information, if you have ever signed up for anything on our website, for a recipe newsletter, or you have bought probiotics or anything from us, or done a challenge with us in the past, you have already registered technically. And all you have to do when you click on that 10-day Back on Track Home button, all you have to do is just log in with your username and password, and you are good to go, and you'll have access to all that information. So hopefully that helps in the short term so that you get into it quickly so you don't miss out. So anyway, you'll want to join us for that. And then probably the most important place to find me is in the Gastric Health Club. That is a closed Facebook group, and you can join me and many other weight loss surgery patients who are excited about keeping their life on track. And I get in there as often as possible and try to give input and feedback when asked, and provide some valuable content with my experience and just my nutrition education that I like to give back to you guys and help in any way. So feel free to just go to Facebook and type in Gastric Health Club, and it should pop right up. Ask to join, answer a couple of questions, and you should be right in. So hopefully you are set for that. And then that's pretty much where you'll find me most of the time, but that's also where we'll be doing some fun Facebook Lives for the 10-day Back on Track Challenge. So you'll find a lot of communication and a lot of action happening in that group with this challenge coming up soon. And when we start it, we'll be doing everything there as well. But we also do, on a weekly basis, we do a giveaway. So we give away a product that is relevant to weight loss surgery patients that we have specialized in making available to you. I've just been a dietitian for so long that I have learned that all products are not equal. And so I realized that I had to seek out better options for my patients to get the results that they needed. So I wish you could just go to any store and pick up any brand and you got the same results as you did with more pharmaceutical grade products. But unfortunately, you don't. So we try to make that available to you so that you actually see benefit in using a product. And I find it interesting because I'll have patients come in, they'll say, well, I tried that. And, you know, especially like a probiotic, I tried a probiotic and that it did nothing for me. So I just stopped. I didn't continue buying. And when it gets down to it, you know, the product that they purchased was not a great product to start with. So I'm not surprised that they didn't get some benefit from it. So that's where I always challenge them to experiment with better quality products and see if they don't see an improvement in some of their symptoms or their problems that they're struggling with. So regardless, we try to make that available for you. And, you know, we don't expect everyone to purchase from us. That it's just a service that we're trying to provide because you totally see when you get people using the right product and using it correctly, at the right doses, of course, then that makes a huge difference on whether you see shifts in symptoms and problems and in disease states that otherwise would not be touched. So it's just understanding how to use certain things for people's health challenges, and that is one thing that I have really taken a lot of time over the last several years and learning more about and trying to apply that with my patients as best I can. So we offer that for you so that you can have benefit and get the results that you're hoping for. So check out our website. We have a store on there that you can purchase from, and we would be thankful and appreciative of you supporting us in any way, shape, or form. So that's pretty much that. So anyway, that's all about me, and that's pretty much about all the things that are up and coming and where you can communicate with me as well. And just, you know, pop in that Gastric Health Club and type in any question. There's lots of great patients in there already, and they are Johnny on the spot and give responses. That's awesome. And, keep your best interest in mind, and they're guiding you the right way so that you can, you know, have the best health outcomes with weight loss surgery, whether you've had it already or just looking into it. You want good guidance. And that is what I would say I noticed from the people in our group that speak up. They have done a fabulous job at replying with good input that really has made my job easy. They really don't give a lot of crazy advice and tell a lot of, you know, crazy things, which I appreciate. So if that does happen, I try to jump in there and fix that as quickly as possible. But sometimes, you know, the group is active enough that I don't see everything, and I can't find everything that is out there. So regardless, just, you know, it's a great place to be to get that input that you typically need after weight loss surgery. So let's get into the topic. The topic is, here is a simple strategy that is helping weight loss surgery patients lose more weight. So that's, you know, pretty intriguing, I am sure. But the basics are really where I go. I try to keep things pretty simple, and I try to keep it, you know, reproducible and very relevant to you guys. So when it comes to this topic, you know, the big picture is weight loss surgery is just a tool. It does not do all the work for you. If you have the misconception, really, that you are going to have weight loss surgery and still eat whatever you want to eat and just eat less of it, I would say good luck, because that you will eventually find yourself in a position where you have this, you'll stop losing pretty quickly after weight loss surgery, and you'll actually start regaining not long after. Probably the earliest I've had weight gain after weight loss surgery was about 3 months. I've had a patient come in for a 3-month follow-up, and they had a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, and they were actually gaining weight. So that's very disheartening, and that is not what anybody wants to have happen. And no one goes into weight loss surgery hoping for that outcome in any way. And this person was not exactly happy either, and was struggling. They were struggling emotionally and trying to figure out what was going on. So in my brain and my clinical thinking, I think very critically in the big picture with, okay, so if I have somebody that is really starting to gain weight way sooner, or maybe they haven't lost weight like you would have expected. So just last week I had a male come in, and he was 3 months out, and his starting weight wasn't super high. It wasn't over 300 pounds. I don't remember exactly his starting weight, but he was in the 200s. And I don't remember how tall he was and you know, that piece of it. But he was kind of frustrated because he had only lost 32 pounds in 3 months. And I, you know, I could totally understand his frustration. Now, I was definitely, I had a red flag that went for me, because I was like, for a male to only lose 32 pounds in 3 months, definitely not typical. Definitely see more of a weight loss with men a lot faster. So there was some red flags that I had that I was like, there something just isn't adding up. And you know, we went through the whole visit and we just tried to, you know, kind of, you know, hone in on anything that really I could hang my hat on that he was doing that is way off track. And this is really just covering the bases. You know, are you taking your vitamins? Are you drinking your water? Are you eating your protein? How many grams of protein are you getting in? And then do you eat your fruits and vegetables? Are you exercising? All those pieces, all those moving pieces, we really looked at. And I really didn't have anything major with his activity level. His protein was maybe not quite where it needed to be. So I boosted him up a little bit, but not a ton, maybe 15, 20 grams of protein. So it wasn't a ton, but it was a smidge. So, and then I just encouraged him to reach back out to me if things were not improving. And, you know, I'm pretty calm in these things, and I have realized after counseling so many of you that it's, you guys are all going to present differently. So I don't get my feathers all ruffled real quickly. But like I said, I did have some flags thrown in my brain thinking, okay, interesting. What's going on? So if he follows up with me and says, I'm still not losing or I'm gaining, then I'm going to be like, okay, what the heck is going on? Because that isn't normal. So in my brain, where would I go next? So if you're that person and you aren't losing, or you've found yourself gaining and you've excluded all the common sense reasons, the ones I just covered, your food choices, your activity, your fluids, your vitamins, your protein intake, if you've excluded those and you're like, you know, I'm not perfect, because it shouldn't take perfection, but, you know, 80% of the time, I'm doing all my stuff. I'm hitting it. I'm not missing it half the time. I really am, you know, probably 80 to maybe even 90%. I'm doing all the stuff I should be doing. So why am I not losing, or why am I gaining? So here's where I would go next. I would say, okay, we have to have some type of inflammation going on somewhere. And I would attack initially, without having any other information, I would really start attacking inflammation in general. So how would I attack that? I would look at the big picture of, one, you've got to do a good probiotic and make sure it has a prebiotic, because that's going to, one, really start giving you the ammunition you need in your body, because those probiotics or those bacteria can really make a difference in the inflammation in your body. Because one, we could be dealing with an infection. We could be dealing with some type of, you know, toxin from like mold or just in the environment that they're exposed to. But then we also could be dealing with some type of food sensitivity or food allergen. And those are things that, you know, you've got to start calming the system down. So that's why I kind of attack inflammation in general, because, you know, those underlier drivers, we have to kind of figure out which one's kind of driving the car here and making all these things be out of balance. And I know that if I really attack the gut and I really start removing things, so if they felt like, okay, I'm really doing a good job with my food, but I am eating XYZ, you know, 25-30% of the time, and it is not really a good choice, then I really do tackle that and have them remove it. But then I also start talking about, you know, what things are you doing consistently every day? And so I'll jot all the foods they start telling me that they're doing consistently every day to see if I see a pattern. And that pattern really comes down to, is it a certain food group that I'm seeing a lot of? Because it's always the daily things. So it's not those, I have it once a month, I have it once a quarter, I have it a few times a year. Though, you know, those are not the drivers. Although for somebody that has a certain disease, it could make a difference. But for the most part, you know, it's really those daily things. So if you really just take a food log, start jotting down your foods, and then maybe start making a note of, okay, what food group does this fall into? And really isolate out, okay, yeah, you want your meats or your protein, but then you want to separate your proteins out. Am I doing dairy-based proteins? Am I doing plant-based proteins? Or am I doing animal proteins? Separate those out. And then look at your fruits and your vegetables, and you know, look at what am I doing? Am I doing a lot of carby, starchy vegetables as opposed to dark leafy greens? Or, you know, what am I doing? In fruits, am I doing a lot of the really, really sweet ones? Am I doing kind of the junk ones? Am I doing, you know, canned peaches in a heavy syrup? That type of thing. You know, really hone in on the fine details of that. And typically, And I've said this many times on previous podcasts, so this shouldn't be a shocker to you, but I consistently see dairy as a culprit, and it's just an easy one for me to hang my hat on and say, okay, I have something that could be contributing, because if I have somebody that's eating 3 and 4 and 6 and 8 servings of dairy a day, you can betcha that that's a driver. Your body cannot handle that much dairy. So that comes in the, you know, in the shape of, is it whey-based protein powders? Is it, I'm having cheese, cottage cheese, yogurt, I'm drinking milk, I'm drinking, you know, or I'm eating some type of yogurt or a kefir or something that's a dairy type of a probiotic drink. Any of those type of things that are dairy and they come from a cow, then that could be a driver. So that isn't maybe the only thing, but it's definitely something you can hang your hat on. And then also, you know, going back to some of those infections, have I been having constipation lately? Have I been having lots of diarrhea? Has my you know, bowel habits or my patterns changed? And maybe you need to see your doctor and have them do like a stool test and check for parasites and different bacteria. Or maybe you need to do a SIBO test, which is a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth breath test. Maybe you need to have that evaluated because maybe you have some bacteria, an overgrowth of too many bacteria in your small intestines that you should not have that much in there. So those are things that you can think of that you can start investigating on yourself. You can also follow up with your doctor, get in with your dietitian. I would strongly encourage you to seek out more of a functional medicine-minded professional, because I will tell you the conventional-minded doctors and dietitians are not going to think this critically. They are going to go right back to your calories and, you know, are you exercising? They go back to that model of calories in, calories out. You're just eating too many calories and you're not exercising enough. And that's where they're going to go. And I promise you'll be frustrated and they'll just say, I don't know. I don't know how to help you. And that's where I would, you know, challenge you to get in with a functional medicine practitioner and make sure that you are looking at more of a root cause resolution. Find someone that can help you find that root cause. If you can't figure it out on your own, try to figure it out on your own. That's what I say. Try to go through some of these things. Now, I will tell you, if you do our Back on Track challenge, guess what? It is an elimination diet. It's not 100%. I haven't eliminated all six main top allergens. You could do that with my challenge. You could just take out a couple of more things and switch out a couple of things, because I have not removed eggs and I have not removed nuts. Those are the two main things. I've removed soy, wheat, gluten, dairy. Those main ones are gone. But the nuts and the eggs, I did not remove it from this 10-day Back on Track challenge, but you totally could. So if you did that 10 days with it, you would really need to do that about 3 times to get the full effect of knowing if, you know, some of those foods were the driver of what's going on in your body. And that's what I would encourage you to do if you want to, you know, see if you can do it on your own. And guess what? You may not. It may not work. And that's all right. You tried. And then you could seek out a professional that could help you do maybe some food sensitivity testing, or maybe they could do a SIBO breath test or do a stool test and really look at parasites and bacteria and just look at that whole big picture of your GI system to see if something in there is messing with you. Because those are things that's real. That's very real. Those are huge drivers in your overall health and your success with weight loss. So, not a common thinking thing, not a common conventional minded practitioner thing, but it is a very common functional medicine minded place to go. So, I'm hoping that these podcasts and my Facebook lives and these things that I'm talking about, they are not the typical things that most practitioners are going to be thinking about. And it's not their fault. They've just never been trained in it. And that's okay. You just got to get to the right people that can help you. And that's where the Institute of Functional Medicine, if you go to ifm.org, they have a list of healthcare professionals that are all practicing in a functional medicine model. I also do see patients, so if you want to reach out to me, you can go right on our website and see my packages and visits and what I have to offer. So you are welcome to check that out as well. I don't have tons of times to see people, but that is an availability that we offer. for our patients, mainly because the demand was there. I had lots of requests, and so we needed to put that out there to offer for you. So I do have that available, and I fit you in as best as I can. So if you feel like that you're in that picture and you need help, reach out to me, and I can help get the ball rolling and help you figure out maybe some causes of what's going on. So really, when I start attacking inflammation, so we're going to back up a little bit and give you some actionable things you can do besides maybe reaching out if you need to healthcare professionals. At home, the things that I would go to is a great probiotic that has a prebiotic in it, and then really make sure you're doing only whole, real foods and really focusing on the fibers. Because I'll have this at the bottom of our podcast. There is some evidence of really a probiotic and vegetables or fiber, the fiber from vegetables can really kind of heal a leaky gut, which is really what's happening with some of these things with food sensitivities. And we see a lot of leaky gut, or, you know, in research it's called intestinal permeability. You do see a lot of that with weight loss surgery patients. I have studies, and I can put those in the links as well. And that's really what's kind of driving a lot of these issues with inflammation, because things are getting through that shouldn't be getting through. So those are, you know, my top two things. Get on an awesome probiotic, get off the junk, and try to buy foods that are really just perimeter shopping. Produce, the meat counter, and you need some good nuts and seeds, and maybe some beans and lentils. You may or may not need to be in the dairy aisle, but you need a great olive oil, a great coconut oil, and that's kind of a good place to start. And then outside of those, fish oil. Fish oil is awesome, or just healthy fats, just really boosting those healthy fats like avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, nut butters. Whole eggs, using the yolk, not avoiding that and just doing egg whites, do the whole yolk, and fatty fish. So think of salmon or mackerel, or you can do the sardines or anchovies. Those are all great sources of omega fatty acids. So that's kind of where I would start with. And then, you know, I would challenge you to maybe join our 10-day Back on Track Challenge and see if, you know, the kind of results that you're getting. Now, the disclaimer is, if you just had surgery, your belly's going to be way too tiny to really do our challenge. You need to be at least 6 months out post-op to get the full benefits of it. And even at 6 months, you're going to have to decrease your volumes compared to what I have listed in the plan. So I'm not opposed. I'm just saying you may not be able to tolerate everything on my menu that if you just had surgery. But I would encourage you, if you had surgery and you're not losing weight and you're gaining weight, I would encourage you to reach out to me or some other healthcare professional and get with them so that they can help you figure out the root cause of what's going on. Because it's not about too many calories and not enough exercise and all that junk. It is really not that. There's more to what's going on in your body at a cellular level that we have to figure out. So I hope that helps, and I hope I'm making you all think differently and really just realize that, hey, it's not you. You're not broken. You're not messing up. And yeah, I get it. You make mistakes and you have junk and you've had things that you know you shouldn't. But in the big picture, most typically, you guys are not crazy off task, unless you're years out. That may be true. But early on, you guys aren't off task that those things that you've made, you know, poor choices on is the cause. So, let's think critically and let's think differently and get out of the box and quit beating yourself up and feeling like it's all your fault and that surgery is not going to work either. Quit thinking like that and start getting with someone that can help you get to the root cause of really what's going on. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and please join us again next week and get in our Gastric Health Club, and we'd love to interact with you there. Join our 10-day Back on Track Challenge. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun, and you will love the results that you get. So, see you soon. Bye-bye.